So HPV virus, my impression is that there's not many people who know about it. I'm wondering if, when you're in general practice, whether many people ever talk to you about it.
Certainly not for boys. I think most people know about it for girls, but I think very few know about it for boys. I will say I haven't had many people so far come and talk to me about it, but I think there's been various media things, but I don't think they've actually really got to the general public particularly yet.
What advice would you give if a parent or a boy came to you?
Well, I think just from the point of view of being a mum, I mean, my point of view is that I've vaccinated my boys. I feel that it's important, and I think boys should have the opportunity to be vaccinated. The issues are that we don't currently do that on the NHS, and it's exceptionally expensive, so you've got to be in a position where you can afford it, unfortunately, which isn't really a fair position to be in, because personally I think all boys should be vaccinated.
What made you decide to do it? Because of what you've learned in your training as a GP, I suppose.
Yeah, and I worked for a while on an oncology ward doing day case, so sort of seeing people have chemotherapy, and there were a couple of young guys in their early 20s who had head and neck cancers on chemotherapy, and both of those were HPV positive. So that in itself made me think I might want to vaccinate my boys. And then, in various different teaching sessions, we've had ear, nose and throat consultants talk to us who have been quite keen on trying to get the general public aware about how HPV can cause head and neck cancers. And just the more I learn, I wouldn't want to put the boys in a position where they weren't vaccinated against something that I could have done something about. If they then developed it, I'd feel awful.
From a mum's point of view, what are the issues that a parent should weigh up?
Well, personally, I'm not sure there are masses of issues to weigh up. It's mainly a financial decision. The HPV vaccination is as safe as we've got for any vaccination. There's always going to be a section of the population who don't really believe in vaccinating against anything. But that's their own choice. My personal feeling is that they are as safe as we can get them. So the risks of having it are very small, whereas if you develop an HPV associated cancer, they can be tragic. So the biggest thing in the UK at the moment is the fact that it is so expensive, so not everybody has the opportunity to vaccinate their children, unfortunately, at the moment.
It's how much is it at the moment?
It's £350 to have them vaccinated if they're under the age of 14. Once they're 15, then they have to have an additional vaccine, because two vaccines doesn't cover them fully. So that puts up to about £425, £450, something like that.
Yeah. So it's a significant amount of money.
Yeah, and if you've got more than one boy, then obviously it increases. And it doesn't seem right that only those who can afford to do it actually are able to protect their children.
I suppose there is an issue as well, that not everyone is being... You know, vaccination is something which is better if the more people do it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got the herd immunity. There's always going to be a section of the population that can't be vaccinated for whatever reason, be it allergies or other underlying illnesses that means that they couldn't be vaccinated. And so the more of the population we have vaccinated, the more protected those are that are always going to be vulnerable. So absolutely.
Can you tell me a bit more about the reasons why you might not be able to have the HPV? You mentioned allergies and...
To be honest, I can't give you the information. I don't know it all. There are certain groups, if you've been on chemotherapy or something else, if you're on other immunosuppressant drugs, there's children with all sorts of different genetic conditions and things who can't have the HPV, or can't have virus, who can't have vaccinations in general. What the absolute contraindications to the HPV virus are, I'm not absolutely certain.
Sometimes people are allergic to the vaccine, are they?
But there will be, there's always chemicals in everything that we give, and certain people are allergic to certain things. There may be people who are allergic to some of the components that make up the vaccination, just the sort of things that the vaccine itself is held in order to be able to inject it. I do not know what the composite bits of the HPV vaccine are, so I couldn't give you who and what couldn't be vaccinated.
I suppose I'm just thinking from the point of view of a parent who wants to be 100% sure, well, as sure as they can be, that giving their child the vaccine isn't going to cause an allergic reaction or...
Anyone can have a reaction to anything, and it's almost, you can't guarantee that nobody will have a reaction to it, but if they were aware of things that their child was allergic to, then obviously they'd need to speak to the clinician who was going to be giving the vaccine and check that the things in it weren't something that they could be allergic to. But obviously there are people who've not been exposed to something before and don't know they're allergic to it. That's always going to be a risk of anything, but it is about as safe as we can make it. As far as I'm aware, there have been very few reactions to the HPV virus vaccination.
What do you think GPs can do to increase awareness, particularly amongst boys and men, of HPV and of the HPV vaccine?
I think it's education, really, and I think as GPs we need to be aware that there are opportunities for people to have it privately if they so wish. There are issues about the fact that you couldn't vaccinate somebody in your own practice who is an NHS member of your practice because you can't issue private prescriptions, so there needs to be other ways of doing it. I know people like Boots are now going ahead and vaccinating boys at a cost. And there are private clinics that do it. And there are different vaccines out there as well that protect against more and less strains of the HPV virus. Although the vaccines that only cover a couple of strains protect mainly against the cancers, the newer vaccines also protect against other strains of the HPV virus that develop warts and things.
Yes, that's right.
So I think parents need to have the information, but to do that, other people need to have the information, such as GPs, so they can give that information to their patients.
Are you saying that at the moment the public-private barrier around the NHS is actually a bit of an impediment to you giving information?
Not for giving information, but for giving the vaccine itself. We could let people know that the vaccine is available, but we wouldn't be able to vaccinate a child in our practice who... with a private prescription in our practice. There are ways around it by telling them to go elsewhere for it and just giving them the information, but we couldn't actually vaccinate them ourselves.
I've seen a poster in a GP surgery about HPV, but certainly not in connection with boys. I'm not sure in connection with anything.
I don't think I have either, to be honest.
So there is quite a bit more that I guess can be done.
Yeah, and I think probably it needs to be done at a wider level than just a general practice level. Actually, teenage boys we don't see very often in general practice. They're not the people that come in on a regular basis. Generally, it probably needs to be done through schools and other places where teenage boys are, and their letters to their parents can get to them. I think actually, although GPs obviously need to be aware, I don't think it's would mean that the information got to enough people using us purely as the way of getting the information out there. It needs to be almost a public health message via schools, I would think, to be able to get the message out.
I was just wondering how old your boys were.
Mine were 11 and 13 when they had their first vaccine, and they're due their next one in the early new year, so they'll be 12 and 13 then, 12 and 14.
What did you tell them?
We just had a chat about it. They obviously know about the HPV vaccine through school for the girls, and we just had a conversation about the fact that although everyone thinks about it as a cervical cancer vaccine, it's not, and HPV cancers can occur in your throat or your mouth, and you can also get them on your penis, and we had that conversation, and they understood that, and they were happy to go ahead and have the vaccine, because obviously the thought of those cancers to them is fairly horrible, so they were quite happy to have the vaccine and protect themselves.
Yeah. And what about their friends at school?
I think they've had a fair bit of stick at school, actually, about having had it. I think lots of the other boys have been saying, oh, you don't need that because you haven't got a cervix and all these sorts of things. You can't get it, it's a girl's cancer. And actually, I think the boys have been doing quite a good job of educating the other boys at school and telling them that actually that isn't the case and you can get it in other places and that you can be protected against it. I think it's just something everybody should think about. And I think actually what we need to do as a country is to think about whether we really should be funding it for everybody, not just girls. I think the risk to the boys is great, because actually the argument about the fact that boys are protected because we're immunising girls just doesn't really stand up in the fact that we have all sorts of people coming into the country who may not be from a country they haven't been vaccinated in. There's lots of areas of the country where immunisation rates aren't great for various reasons, mainly parental beliefs. And actually, you don't know who your children are going to be with in the future. So actually, protecting them just seems sensible.
Well, obviously, there's plenty of men who never have sexual contact with a woman anyway.
Well, absolutely. And then you don't really want to be in a position, age 11, deciding whether your child is going to be in that category or not.
Yes.
Children don't know at that age quite often. So if you don't protect them then, by the time they realise and you could protect them, it may be too late for them to be protected anyhow, so they may have been exposed to the virus.